Is that like Trinidad and Tobago?
Tobago?
Jokic in Serbia? Is that the name of a...
I think it would be like Jokic the player. Oh, okay. Serbia, that the country.
Gotcha. So it's not like Trinidad and Tobago. Tobago?
Tobago. Tobago.
Tobacco. Toboggan. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. All right, Gator. So, Olympic Games. I want to know, have you ever seen any of these Olympic events live? And I'm not talking about kids' gymnastics. I'm talking about any of these Olympic events that you only see during the Olympics. Not basketball, obviously. Live.
Well, aside from swimming?
Have you seen high-level competitive swimming?
Oh, yeah.
Like what level?
I mean, well, I guess I... How high do you want to go? I've seen college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it like in person compared to what it's like on TV? Because that's what I'm after here. I'll give you an example of why I brought it up. Last night they showed a wide shot in, I think it was on CBC, of a 10-meter platform dive. They didn't move the camera. They just had like a wide shot where you could see like the entire natatorium mm-hmm. and all the stands and everybody. And instead of following the diver down, you could just see in the context of the arena what it looked like.
The 33-foot dive.
And it made it was way more, in that moment, I was like, that was way more of a wow than what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Because they zoom in and you don't sort of have perspective in the context of an entire stadium, how tall that is. And I'm like, I bet live platform diving, every dive, you're probably going, whoa.
Yeah, and because you realize how high up they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, 10 meters is like 33 feet. That's a ways up there, isn't it?
So, yes.
When you think about like a high dive in a high school natatorium, and that's, I believe, a 3-meter. So
the springboards?
Yeah. So you're talking like, what, 11 feet or something like yeah. that. So it's quite a bit different. I mean, it's three times taller, which is... kind of scary when you get up there, but
the point is if you've ever seen any of these Olympic event lives, yeah, because I would imagine if you've said you've seen collegiate swimming, and I hosted a show called Wolverine Sports Magazine years ago where I did a lot of those highlights, but it was mostly in studio. I'd get the highlights and narrate the highlights, and I wasn't at the events. I would interview coaches and stuff, but I wasn't at the events that much. But when I went to the events, I was always like, this is way cooler in person. But yeah. But I guess I'm asking, the Olympic events that you have seen live, what makes them better live than on TV?
Well, even with the swimming, it's different because most of the pools you see are 25-yard pools. They're not meter pools. And if they are meter pools, the 25-meter pools are not 50-meter pools.
Which is what they're 50. They're yeah. twice as big in the Olympics.
So, you know, I always kind of scoff. I was watching, it just happened like a week ago. I was watching HGTV and somebody was talking about this house that they had for sale. And like, oh, it's got an Olympic-sized swim pool. And I just start laughing. I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
What, you got a 50-meter pool in your backyard? No, you don't. You don't even have a 25-yard pool in your backyard. Shut up. Like, that's how massive the 50-yard pool is, or 50-meter pool is massive. So I guess to that point, I mean, I don't even know if I've seen the 50-meter pool. So I don't know if I've ever seen anything like to what you're describing. It's. I mean, we've all seen basketball and seen tennis and seen golf and,
I think, you know,
major sports. And if you've been to a track meet, I mean...
I've never been to a big time track meet.
I haven't either, but I don't know if throwing the discus is any different in doing the Olympics than it is, you know, in high school, because it's the same. You're not, I mean, the stadium's different, right?
Yeah.
Because you're in a stadium as opposed to, you know, some.
Well, the distances are different.
Well, you're able to throw it further, yes. Yeah. But it's still the same thing. Then, I mean, you're holding the same disc,
my point is when you see it at the elite level, like I imagine certainly being at a high school track meet is, yeah. But seeing like Olympians, it must, like how freakishly fast they actually are when you see them up close and personal, I think would be shocking when you actually see the distance. Because that was, TV doesn't always translate things like undulations at Augusta and speed and in auto racing. And that's what caught me the absolute first time I went to MIS, okay, is I'm standing there and I walk up and it's a practice session. It's NASCAR. It's my first time at the track and I have to get a credential. Now walk up to the offices, and it's the offices on the outside of the track on the south side of MIS, and it's turn like two. And I can hear the practice session. I pick up my credential. I walk over to the fence, and I see how big the track is. And when you realize how huge the track is, because again, TV didn't give any sense for it, and a car came by practicing. And here comes Ernie Irvin or somebody, right, back in the day. And he goes whipping past me, and suddenly, I mean, just like that, he was on the other side of the facility. I couldn't believe how fast he got that far away from me. And I'm like, TV does not do the speed justice because the camera's zooming out as they slowly make their way around the turn. But when you're in a stationary point, when the car zips past you, it was seriously mind-blowing. And so I guess the question, if you've ever seen any of these events, Olympic events live, what really stands out as different that you don't appreciate on TV? Because I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm making fun of the gymnastics, but I bet live, you know, oh my God, they're flying through the air. They're way in the air.
Yeah, exactly. And I was watching, they had something on Twitter last week, and I thought, this is telling. This is exactly what you're talking about. The archery events.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you don't really know how far it is unless you see it, the perspective. Like, I asked you off the air, I'm like, how far do you think, you know, it is? And I think you said something, I don't know, was it 25 yards, something mm-hmm. like that? Indoor ranges, when you go to shoot indoor, the targets are, you know, 20, according to Google, 18 to 25 meters, 20 or 27 yards, if you're indoors at some facility.
Yep.
The Olympics, the archery is 70 meters, which is 77 yards. So when you see, the guy pulling the arrow back, and then they'll do the split screen, and then you've got the target, right? And you see him hit the target. But what you don't know is how far it is. That's 77 yards. Now, for archers, I'm sure, like, yeah, whatever. It's 70. But, I mean, when you actually see the distance, it becomes way more impressive.
Put the little archery target down on the other team's 23-yard line. You stand at the goal line. Thump.
Yeah. Get it close to the 2-inch center of a paper plate, and then that's what we're talking about.
From the goal line to the other team's 23-yard line. That's exactly what I'm thinking about. Yeah. Like, what is it that, have you seen any of this stuff live, people? 248-539-9797.
I would have to imagine it's like you've been to the Winter Olympics, watching the ski events, the downhill skiing, mm-hmm. how fast it must be.
Okay.
That's got to be crazy.
So I love that you brought that up, because I was at Squaw Valley in the middle of the summer. Okay, Squaw Valley hosted, I think it was the 1960 Winter Olympics. And they had, you know, you could take a gondola to the top. But the one thing about when they mentioned where the Olympic ski run was, it was like straight down.
Yeah.
I could not even fathom how fast they were going. It looked to me like this is essentially a controlled free fall. It's like I'm jumping off a cliff and down I go, and my skis, I hope, direct me to the bottom.
Okay. You hold your hand at an angle and you think, okay, what are they doing? Like, what would this be like 70, 60 degree angle, something like that.
Yep.
But then you look at it in actuality, you're like, that's insane what this steep angle they're at and the speeds they can get to.
248-539-9797. What have you seen live and how is it different than it is on TV? We go to Aaron. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Good, good. So, yeah, the Velodrome, which is the indoor cycling on the banked indoor track, so there's a track in Detroit, the Lexus Velodrome, right at Mack in 75.
Yep.
It's insanity. These guys are riding, you know, 25, 30 miles an hour, maybe faster, on a banked turn that's 45, 50-degree angled turn in close proximity. It's insanity. If you have a chance, it's in our backyard. There's not many around the country, but that's a great sport to watch live.
Aaron, have you ever been out on the track?
I did. So you have to take a qualifying class to be able to get up on it. I've been a road cycler for a lot of years, but that is insanity. I did it one time. I'm good.
So the banking, does the banking give you a feeling like you're always about to fall?
It does not, which is counterintuitive, right? So you're going so fast that you kind of don't even sense that you're I mean, if you look to your left, you're going to see the floor.
Right.
But But as you're on it, it does not seem like you're in an angle because you're just stuck against the track, right? It's wild.
Interesting.
It's wild.
Yeah.
But even as a spectator, when you're that close, you can feel the wind off the guys and late guys and women, and kids do it. They're inches from each other. It's something to see. If anyone gets a chance, it's a great one.
Well, that's exactly what we're looking for. Have you seen any of these Olympic events live, and how are they different live as opposed on TV? Because I'm sure they're way different when you're there in person. As Gator mentioned, the archery, imagine standing on a goal line and shooting an arrow to the other team's 23-yard line and hitting a paper plate. That's so far. And I've seen the archery.
Yeah.
I just sit there and I'm like, eh.
Until you realize.
And then if you put it in those terms.
You know how far they're hitting it from.
Yeah.